Subconscious Whispers with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 1. Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and a doctorate in education from Georgia Southern University. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I am president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I also serve on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy, and I still maintain a busy practice and teaching schedule because I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists mainly of people who want to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income, also singles looking for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, and actors desiring more confidence for their next audition. When I travel to see clients and teach hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I visit such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you'd be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com, and click on Hypnosis Classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. After your training, you'll be added to our worldwide directory of certified clinical hypnotherapists, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for many years to have my office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and many other celebrities. I have been interviewed on CNN, Fox News, and appeared on True TV, in addition to having my own hypnosis TV show. With my over 20 years of experience, I'm happy to share with you techniques that I've both developed and learned which can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you will find my life's work, 22 books on hypnotherapy, over 3,000 hypnosis recordings available as downloadable MP3s or CDs, and these recordings will program your mind to achieve goals in such areas as weight loss, motivation, and stopping smoking. I also have audiobooks, such as this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing with you in a very dynamic way techniques that you can use to improve your life and the way you do things. The reason I'm telling you all of this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I, your teacher, am very capable and I know what I'm talking about. I'm also very happy for the opportunity to share this information with you, so rest assured that you're in good hands and let's have some fun as we now expand your knowledge. I wish you well in all of your endeavors, and please be sure to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. Welcome to Subconscious Whispers. In this program, you're going to learn a lot about your subconscious mind. In this module, Module 1, you're going to learn about what your subconscious mind stores. In Module 2, we're going to delve into the subconscious uses of that information. In Module 3, I'm going to share with you exactly how your mind works. In Module 4, I'm going to help you understand the impact that your subconscious mind has on your everyday life. In Module 5, we'll talk about reaching the deep subconscious mind through hypnosis. In Module 6, we will enter the subconscious mind through meditation. In Module 7, I'm going to help you create positive changes in your subconscious mind. Then finally, in Module 8, I'm going to share with you techniques for turning your subconscious thoughts into reality. So let's jump right in with Module 1. Learning about what our subconscious minds store. You know, our subconscious mind sorts through files, thoughts, and knowledge, and feelings, and other information every second. All of these files are processed quickly and efficiently. Some say that the subconscious mind never forgets anything. Even without our conscious knowledge, the brain is soaking up everything. The subconscious even stores things that it cannot make sense of. So, the process of storing all of this information can be voluntary or involuntary. For example, when you study for an exam, that's voluntary. When you make a strong attempt to remember someone's phone number or something about them or their name, that's voluntary. But you know those songs that stick in your head that you really wish weren't there, songs you don't really like, but they're in your head and you think about them sometimes. Well, that's involuntary. So there are things that your subconscious mind stores without your conscious consent. And this can be a negative memory, false information, a flawed perspective, all kinds of information. The subconscious mind tends to remember negative things and positive things. Unfortunately, this can lead to being held back from your true potential if you're dwelling on negative things. So if you find this is the case for you, that you've got an overabundance of negative ideas in your mind, I want you to relax. There is something that can be done, and I'm going to discuss this a little later on. I want you to realize that your subconscious mind stores information based on your state of consciousness, based on the state of your conscious mind. So if you want your subconscious mind to work for you, keep your conscious mind positive. Likewise, if you want your subconscious mind to work against you, well, all you have to do is think negatively. And some people are really good at that, unfortunately. Your subconscious is the aftermath of your conscious attitude and actions, if you want to look at it that way. But on a positive note, it's the end result, the end wonderful result of you focusing on positive concepts. Alternatively, you can also work directly with your subconscious mind to help your conscious mind become a better influence. And this is accomplished through various methods, which we're going to discuss a little later on. Beliefs have a dramatic effect on the subconscious mind. You probably already know that, but let's talk more in detail about it. Depending on what you believe, your subconscious mind will create its own belief system. If you choose to consciously believe in yourself, well, your subconscious mind will support that. If you choose to doubt and let fear rule your conscious mind, well, it affects the subconscious in highly detrimental ways. The key to supporting healthy subconscious sorting, filing, and deleting is to keep your conscious mind from working against your intentions. And fortunately, there are many different ways to get your subconscious mind to align with what you desire it to become. The subconscious is also where the habits are created and stored, all those habits that you have. And I have seen countless people come into my office with a subconscious mind full of negative things. They don't even want these negative things in there. Habits and thoughts and perceptions, things that are holding them back, things that people said about them that they took to heart. I'm talking about negative things. And they come into my office with a mind, a subconscious mind full of these concepts. And it's sort of like that song that's in your head that you don't want to have in your head. You heard it so many times, you think, what an awful song. I hope I never hear that again. Of course, if it's a popular song, you're going to hear it here, there, and everywhere for a while. And then it gets stuck in your head, of course, and you play it back in your head and you wish it wasn't there. Well, that's an almost humorous example of something that's very detrimental, which is also going on with your subconscious mind, which, as I said, is the subconscious mind storing negative concepts that you don't want to have in there. And so my job as a hypnotherapist primarily is to get rid of all of that stuff. Now, I don't actually erase anything from someone's mind. Maybe you've seen the movie, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Great movie, very entertaining. And in that movie, they had a machine which would allow them to go into someone's brain and actually destroy memories, memories of things they didn't want to remember anymore, past relationships, things that didn't go so well, and so forth. It's not quite that easy. Now, President Obama initiated the brain research on a significant level, so we're now going to start mapping the brain. When I say we, I mean we as a group of people on the planet are going to start doing that. I'm not directly involved in that, but scientists are going to involve themselves in mapping the brain. That's something started by President Obama. He signed it, and it's being worked on. And thanks to that foundational concept that he had for initiating that, we're going to see tremendous movement forward in that. But the brain is extremely complex, and the amount of time that it's going to take from back when President Obama signed that into law until we actually see a full map of the brain will be some time. However, we have something better right now. We have the ability to go into our subconscious minds and change memories, alter them. Whereas we're not going in a surgical method and deleting certain memories because they've been pinpointed, what we are able to do is alter certain memories so they don't affect us negatively. So that's what techniques such as hypnosis can bring to the table in terms of helping us rid ourselves of these negative concepts. So when I work with someone hypnotically in my office or through recordings that I produce, what I'm essentially doing when it comes time to get rid of these negative impacts from the past is not erasing them, not removing them like a surgeon would. Instead, I'm altering the impact that they have presently by sort of changing the charge, if you will. You know, sometimes memories have a charge with them, a positive or negative charge. For example, if someone says something wonderful to you, well, that carries a positive charge in my definition. If someone says something negative to you, that carries a negative charge. Well, things with a negative charge tend to really stand out, don't they? At the end of the day, what do you think about? Well, you tend to think, unfortunately, about negative things. You can change that, by the way. And I encourage you to do that by thinking of positive things at the end of the day. What are all the wonderful things that happened to you? How about focusing on that? But people, by and large, tend to think about the negative things. They carry a stronger charge, unfortunately. So by changing that charge, by turning it into something positive or neutral, it takes away the power of that memory. For example, if someone said something negative to you back when you were 5 years old, it still stuck with you. They said something about the way you look or the way you act or something about you is not acceptable and you keep dwelling on it. Well, that, in my definition, has a negative charge. Through hypnosis, we can change that to a neutral charge by having you go back to the memory and make it sort of different, changing it. Memories are never stored as pure memories anyway. They always have this emotional component to them. We never really remember things exactly the way they happened. We remember them from our point of view. And over time, those memories tend to change because we think differently about what happened. So we will actually alter the memory. So this is a normal process that your brain goes through. It actually alters the files. So we just accelerate this a bit with hypnosis by altering it until it's something either neutral or positive. And so that's a wonderful way to get you past negative things that happened. Unfortunately, what tends to happen with people is that their brains, our brains, we as people, I include myself, of course, we adapt certain ways of thinking and doing things by forming habits based on those concepts, based on that negative programming. We also do that based on positive programming, and we do that based on neutral programming. But a lot of things that we think and feel about ourselves, a lot of habits that we form are based on negative programming. So as you can see, removing that negative charge will be very beneficial. And we're going to talk about that later in the program. And this helps us, of course, become a more efficient person by giving us an autopilot way of dealing with things. An autopilot that actually works for us. Yeah, we can go on autopilot and it can work against us. We can go on autopilot that says, okay, all these negative things happen. I guess it's going to be negative from here on out. We're on autopilot with that. But we can change that. We can set the autopilot to something positive where it's not being affected negatively by what happened in the past. It's either a neutral charge or a positive charge. Therefore, our future is much more positive because we're letting go of our negative thoughts and the way they would potentially affect us. We have to realize that our conscious mind could be thinking about something else, but our subconscious is busy working and being sure to keep us on course. So even if we consciously think, well, I'm just going to avoid that negative thought, I'm going to think of something positive, our subconscious mind is still programmed with what's going on. So it has to be dealt with. It's sort of like cleaning weeds out of a garden. You have to pull them out by the root if you want to get rid of them, otherwise they'll just grow back. Well, the root is the subconscious mind. The part that you see, the green part that springs up past the surface of the earth is the conscious mind. So the weed that you see is the conscious mind, and the weed underneath the ground is the subconscious mind. The root is the subconscious mind. So when you're removing a negative thought, in this case, in reality, what we do is we just change the charge of it. We don't remove it as in the movie. We just change the charge of it so it's no longer affecting us. But we have to deal with the root. The root is the most important part. And that is the subconscious mind. That's the memory itself. That's what actually happened, or at least our interpretation of it. That's the root. That's what's in the subconscious mind. On the conscious side, we have the weed above ground, which is the habit that we formed, or the way of looking at the world that we formed, or the way of looking at ourselves that we formed. We can change that by positive thinking. That's wonderful. But what really needs to be changed is the memory itself. It needs to be altered in order for us to move forward. So in this program, I'm going to focus on helping you change that autopilot. You're going to learn how to eliminate negative habits and train your subconscious mind to go on positive autopilot with a full arsenal of good habits, good productive habits, habits that are going to actually get you where you want to be. So realize the only challenge is that some habits we give our subconscious mind are really not that beneficial for us. And so that's what we're going to work on in this program, those habits that sprung from the initial negative idea. We're going to work on removing the habit by working on the subconscious mind. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm excited about that. I want you to learn this technology. So in module two, the next module, we're going to talk about delving into the subconscious uses of information. You're going to get some more powerful information. You're going to learn more about how this works, and you're going to get some practical tips. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, looking forward to you joining me in the next module, and hoping you have an outstanding day.